Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, always a delight to talk to our friend John Heyman. He joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. John, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, Mully. How are you doing?
Living the dream. We are really enjoying ourselves. I made the announcement today just to get rid of all the confusion that both games today are on FS1, because it is difficult sometimes to find where the games are being broadcast. And maybe some elderly gentlemen have complained about not being able to figure out where the games are all the time. So we've made the announcement. We're covered, at least.
Thank you.
For
Thank
a day,
you.
Buddy.
That's huge. That's great. Yeah, I'm getting complaints. I'm fielding complaints from all of my friends who are all elderly at this point, so I get it. You know, it takes some work, but, you know, it's worth it. Once you get there, it's worth it. The games have been fantastic. The Mets games all been thrillers to this point, and it's amazing to see all four series tied 1-1. We've never had that before in the division series. So much parity this year. Nobody won 100, and it's playing out that way so far in the postseason.
Yeah, and I think it's really spectacular that all of these series have been turned on their head. In other words, you know, these are five-game series, so all of the road teams now have home field. I don't know that that is going to prevent anything or create anything. It could go right back to being, you know, a bunch of claptrap, but the noise early is that, hey, look at this. The advantage would seemingly go to the teams that have won on the road.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, one of the great things in baseball is that the home field isn't that big a deal, but it is something. It certainly was in Philadelphia. I could not hear myself think. I don't know, with the Yankees, it seemed kind of dead to me, but sometimes that's, and I was watching that one on TV because I'm covering the Mets series, but sometimes that's where the microphone is. I don't know. But the Yankees fans, I think, are jaded. And, you know, it's Philly. They're still excited. I will say that. And I expect a huge, huge cheers. The Mets, totally unexpected for them to be here in 1-1 in the playoffs at all. The Alonso home run, the Lindor home run. It's been amazing. I mean, it's been a great season of surprises. Just think about the Royals. They won 56 games last year. Yeah. Now they, you know, at least are tied with the Yankees in the division series. Amazing. Detroit, $18 million total active roster. That's all they make. I mean, I know Javier Baez, your old friend, makes more than that. He's not active for obvious reasons. The rest of their players are all kids, including Skubal. Best pitcher in the game. He's leading them now. And the Mets, I mean, you know, maybe you want to say they're the little Mets who could or whatever, but nobody expected them to be here. They were supposed to be in a transition year. And look at them now. I mean, they look like they've got a shot to win it all. All the teams have a shot. I think the Padres are the best team right now, but all eight of them have a chance.
Yeah, I got to tell you, John, I thought that when Skubal left the game, I thought, oh, my God, if they don't win this game, then they've blown it. You know, you've got to win when he's pitching. And it was still tied at that point. And then, lo and behold, you get the Kerry Carpenter home run against a guy that has not given up a lefty homer in, like, whatever the number was, a year and a half, 461 days, whatever it was. Kerry Carpenter with the 423, 25-foot, three-run homer in the ninth inning, and the Tigers walk, you know, end up winning the game, and it felt like it was a walk-off. It just felt, and Emmanuel Clase, that guy, like, it reminded me of Devin Williams. It was like seeing Pete Alonso hit a home run. It was like, those are guys that don't give up home runs, that don't lose late leads. You know, you feel like once you get that guy in, you're laughing, and it totally blows up last night. Amazing.
I mean, this has been the postseason of the bullpen blow-ups and star relievers. Devin Williams giving up that home run. Diaz has had a couple of issues, obviously, with the Mets. The Phillies bullpen, which had two all-stars among middle relievers, has been, frankly, terrible so far against the Mets. You know, and Class A, I read that he never given up a three-run homer before in his career. I find that hard to believe, but, I mean, the guy was unhittable. He had one of the best seasons ever for reliever. He'll be in the top five, I think, in the Cy Young, which never happens anymore. It's never a reliever, but I think he should be in the top five. He's been amazing and just a huge moment for the Detroit Tigers, who really, I mean, I'm a little biased because I'm covering the Mets, but I mean, the Tigers, to me, they're the best story. They were a seller at the deadline. They were giving up, right? I mean, they traded Flaherty, who is the number one pitcher for the number one team, at least by reputation in baseball, the Dodgers. They got Sweeney back, they needed a replacement for Baez, so that was important, too. So he is playing now. So it wasn't a complete sale in terms of they got prospects back, but you don't trade your second-best starter thinking you're going to be in the playoffs. So they didn't think it. Nobody thought it. And here they are. A.J. Hinch has done an amazing job. They've used the bullpen more than anybody in the second half. He's been incredible with that. That's hard to believe because Skubal is the best pitcher in baseball, but the other four guys are basically five-inning guys for the most part at this point. That team is amazing. I mean, I would defy most people to name five guys on that team.
Right.
18 million out of 26 people. That's, you know, I mean, that's like $600,000, $700,000 a player. That's not MLB salaries. I mean, give them credit.
And the Royals winning yesterday off of poor Carlos Rodon. He gives up the Salvador Perez homer, and then three more runs in that inning. And you're watching that game, and it was incredible. The Yankee team, the great hitting team, and they end up losing that game. And it wasn't Bobby Witt. He was striking out in that game. I made a great play in the game, don't get me wrong. But I think that as I was watching that thing, I was thinking to myself, thank you, Jerry Reinsdorf, because he got all these teams in the AL Central in the playoff.
You're right. I mean, certainly they were benefited. I mean, Detroit, certainly in Kansas City, they killed the White Sox all year. Not that other teams didn't, but first on Rodon, I mean, typical Rodon, struck out the side in the first inning on 10 pitches, a near immaculate inning, and, you know, he's all pumped up, acting like a wrestling star coming off, and gives up a home run and he falls to pieces. I mean, that does happen to him. That is something that has occurred more than once, where he gives up that home run and then he falls apart. And I get why they started him. They had some interesting choices. He won 16 games. He's been very solid, actually good in the second half, and I get it. I mean, the Yankees, I think, have played this conservatively. I think Luis Gil was their best starter in the regular season. He's not getting a start, at least not in the first three. We shall see. Maybe in four, I don't know. I mean, they played this very conservatively. To me, first base, I know Rizzo is out now. He keeps breaking bones. I feel bad for the guy. To me, Rice had 30 home runs in the minors, came up, had a three home run game in the majors. I mean, they started Cabrera and Birdie, who are, you know, utility players. Now, both good defensively at first base. They're playing this just very conservatively. Verdugo's look good so far. I mean, to me, it's conservative play. I get it, Dominguez. Looked iffy in the outfield, but, I mean, you know, he's a power threat. They're counting basically on Soto and Judge, and if they don't do it, they're right. Going to be in trouble. Soto's been fine. I mean, obviously had three hits in that first game, made a good defensive play. Judge looks, again, like he's pressing, like Bobby Witt Jr., as you mentioned. Bobby Witt Jr., best all-around position player in baseball in terms of defense, base running, everything, but he looks like he is swinging at pitches that aren't even close to the strike zone. What is he, 0-9, 0-10 with four strikeouts? Judge got an infield hit, but he strikes out a ton. The Yankees are not going to get it done this way. I think they felt like they could win in this. Let's go for our defense. You know, Judge and Soto are going to do it. And right now, the big money guys, Soto's been fine, but Judge and Cole have not done it so far for the Yankees.
So the National League goes tonight, and the late game is obviously the Padres-Dodgers. For those of us that have to get up early, it's going to be difficult to watch the entire thing.
Yep.
But, John, those two teams don't like each other. It seems so, like there's like bad that. Blood. I mean, what the heck's going on with my my would-be White Sox team, for God's sake? They don't like the Dodgers. Manny Machado, who nearly signed in Chicago, is out there throwing a ball at the manager, and Dave Roberts is like, why is he mean to me? What is the bad blood?
Yeah, well, I mean, Machado had a bad half season in L.A., you know, didn't behave that great, and they didn't like him very much. They made no effort to re-sign him. I mean, here they had traded for him, and they made zero effort. So they made clear what they thought of him, and it's obviously upsetting him. And, you know, luckily he didn't hit Dave Roberts, because he does have a great arm, and he does throw it hard, but he is very accurate. So I'm going to assume he was not trying to hit him. He was just trying to throw it near him. That's not good. I mean, you know, I would suspend him, but, I'm a hanging judge. So that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. I love the fact that there's a lot of hatred out there. It's good for baseball in a way. A little bit over the top, though. I mean, we talk about New York, Philly being tough, whatever. I mean, there was stuff being thrown out of the stands at poor Jurickson Profar. Poor little Jurickson Profar. I mean, he was nearly in tears. I mean, you can't have that happen either. Right? It's just, it's ugly out there. I mean, people talk about the lack of passion. I don't see it. I'm glad there's passion. It's a little over the top. I'm sure Manny Machado will not get suspended. But to me, that's like fourth grade behavior or lower.
What did you think of Profar, you know, not showing the ball after Mookie Betts did not hit a home run? That was pretty funny getting back at the fans in that way.
I guess I guess he egged them on a little bit. I mean, the way the dance backward, it was a bit much, but he still shouldn't have stuff being thrown at him. Yeah. It was an unbelievable catch. And I think everyone had to realize from his dance that he did catch the ball, I guess. But A little bit over the top. There's a lot of craziness going on out there. And I'm sorry you're not going to be able to see. I get it. When you get up at 1 in the morning, I feel bad for you. It's terrible.
I get up 2 hours before I realize I need to get up.
You're very lively in the morning. I give you credit.
Thank you, buddy.
I don't know how you do it.
It's manufactured through coffee. So help me out, John. Tonight, the first game will be the fun game to watch for those of us that have to get up. You got the Mets, Phillies, the Mets are extraordinary. They had one of the greatest weeks I've ever seen, and here they are now with a chance to really beat the better team. Let's be honest about it. But I'm just curious, what's your take on what to expect from this series now that it's shifted?
Yeah, fair. The Phillies are the better team, but I mean, anything can happen in a 1-3-5-7 game series. It's now a 3-game series. Mm-hmm. Going back to New York, it doesn't feel like the Phillies have the momentum, though they had an incredible win. All the Mets games have been thrilling. Even the loss, unbelievable. Vientos coming in and tying in his second 2-run homer. I mean, some guys love the moments, and he certainly is that guy for the Mets right now. And, I mean, Lindor with a big home run, that might be the biggest home run in Mets history to get them in the playoffs in Atlanta, the first game of that doubleheader, game number 161. Then you had Pete Alonso off of Devin Williams. I mean, Devin Williams, you know, Class A's probably the best reliever in baseball, but Devin Williams has got to be in the top three. I mean, he just got smoked by the Mets, and that became the biggest home run probably in Mets history. And then, Vientos hot. I mean, the Mets are a dangerous team. I'll say that. They're not as good. The Phillies, on paper, I think the Phillies are the best team. I mean, I really do. Yeah. They got Harper, they got Schwarber, they got Turner. You've got a solid player at every position. You have a very good 4-man rotation, all excellent pitchers. I mean, plus you have Wheeler starting game one. He's one of the top three pitchers in baseball right now. The best postseason pitcher ever by some metrics. You've got then, obviously, Nola, Sanchez, and Suarez. So, I mean, the Phillies are the better team. But, you know, at this point, there's no perfect team. Nobody won 100. The Phillies were 33-33 in the second half, and 1-1 obviously this year. They're 500 since the All-Star break. So, anything can happen, and right now things are happening pretty good for the Mets.
John, well, I'll let you go. Great catching up with you. I'm just curious, did you see the Tito to the Reds thing coming? Because we were talking the day before about the fired Cubs manager. You know, perhaps David Ross winds up there.
Yes, David Ross, Schumacher, those were logical choices. Right. I think some people there wanted Barry Larkin, an all-time great shortstop, Hall of Famer, who could probably get the best out of L.A. De La Cruz, who might be the most talented position player in baseball. I mean, obviously nobody's more talented than Ohtani, who's also a pitcher, but, L.A. De La Cruz, great, great player, but too many strikeouts, sloppy on defense. I thought Larkin made sense. Hey, you can't argue with Terry Francona, outstanding manager, great. One of the greatest of all time. He is a difference maker. There aren't many. I do have one recommendation for the White Sox. You tell me what you think, Mully, because they're going to need a shortcut, because it's going to take a while. As you look at things right now, it does not look good for the White Sox. I don't have to tell you that.
No.
But
no.
Here's my solution. Buck Showalter. Give me a second here.
No.
Buck Showalter. You bring him in for a year, then you fire him. The year that he gets fired,
he always the team wins the World Series the next year. Buck Showalter, that is a brilliant idea, John. That's why you're the best in the business.
You pass that on. You pass that on to Jerry. Let him know, because Diamondbacks, you get fired. Bob Brenly came in. They won the World Series the next year. Yankees, he got fired in 95. They brought in Joe Torre. Everyone was on them like Clueless Joe. They won the World Series. That very next year, White Sox can do it now. I'm not going to say they're going to win the World Series next year when they have Showalter as their manager. The following year, they will be champions.
Yeah, well, they won't lose 141 games, please God.
No, he does.
He wouldn't. He wouldn't put up with it.
No, he would not. He would not. They would have a better first year. And even if he did well, I'm saying, just got to fire him. Even if they win this year, 41, even if he improves to 70, which I believe he could do it because he's great, then I have to fire him.
Oh, John, you're the best. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up.
All right. Good talking to you, Mully.
God bless you, John. That is John Heyman. That's hysterical. It's totally true.